Okay, hi guys. Welcome to the Go Center podcast with Minsu Go. I am your favorite fitness motivator, Minsu, and I am in Seoul, Korea. Today, we are back here with Kurt. Hi, Kurt.
Hello.
Yeah, for those who do not know who Kurt is, you need to go back the previous episode and find out. I'm not going to tell you, so.
It's not that big of a mystery. You came on my radio show, and now I'm helping you do a couple of podcasts, and this is part two of a conversation walking through beautiful World Cup Stadium Park.
This is very beautiful, yes. And I'm so excited to tell you about how I stay motivated. You know, at the end of the day, what's important is what you can do is staying motivated by yourself. I mean, it's always, I say to you, it's a fight against yourself. It's not someone next to you or your boyfriend or your anything like that, but it's always at the end of the day, you have to fight against yourself for like, oh, I want to eat this, or I don't want to work out, or I don't want to do study more, and things like that. You always have to listen to your inner voice, and then you have to make the best decision for yourself to be happy at the end of the road, you know? So,
and I promised everybody last time, Minsu, that you would reveal some of these specific motivational materials that you like to turn to, particularly podcasts, but it doesn't have to be limited to podcasts. You can tell us what books you read, what TED Talks you watch, that kind of stuff. What are the specific things you feed your mind with?
Right. That is really important because I am not always self-motivated. People always think that Minsu has a super good energies and how you do it, how you keep pushing yourself. But I'm just a human being like you guys. So I really have to push myself. Oh my gosh, I have to do this. I have to get it done. Then I really have to feed my mind and push myself and keep working hard, you know. And the best way that I found over the years, or at least what I followed, was morning. The first thing, what I do, I think it changed a whole lot about your rest day or also your weekly and the monthly. But I think it's very important. Just like exercise or eating or diet, you have to be consistent with that. So I'm going to tell you my specific routines that I did to feed my mind to stay the gold standard.
Do you want a drum roll?
So what I did, you wake up in the morning, the first thing what I do is I get a cup of coffee. Well, don't worry, I'm not trying to talk about like blissful coffee. So I just drink coffee because it really gives me a caffeine and then kickstart the day. Mm-hmm. You don't have to drink coffee if you don't want to. And I do watch something motivational. Mm. But I do not want to just watching TV, you know. So what I do, I get on my stationary bike that I have in my room, and then I just get on, and it becomes my morning cardio. So guess what? You're getting done your morning cardio, and at the same time, you're feeding your brain to push yourself further, right? So I get on my bike, start rolling, and then look for these motivational things. It can be the podcast. Or it can be, so what I watched was, what I really enjoyed TV show was Shark Tank. Do you know Shark Tank?
Ah, yeah, Shark Tank.
Oh, have you seen it?
There are several versions. There's a, well, the Canadian one called Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
Right?
And then Shark Tank. I don't watch the Canadian one. I mean,
Canadian
I like
TV.
No, I just like the...
You're talking about the ABC one. Right?
Yes, Shark Tank. I like the original.
With Mr. Wonderful.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Mr. Wonderful, I like him. And Mark Cuban, he's amazing. Mm-hmm. Also, Barbara, I love her. And they're like, those individuals are so unique, and their background, and so it's just amazing. If you haven't seen the show, it's very motivational. Or maybe it's because of me. My interest is about...
You're an MBA,
and,
aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, and like I'm really into entrepreneurships. But I think even though you are not into that, when you watch the show, what you can see is people, literally, they pushing, they're pursuing their goals, their dreams. They follow, and then they give up on so many things. But the only way they do it because they have so much passion for whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not, I'm not trying to say to you, do your own business and nothing about the business, but really you see the passions and then they're there and then how make things and then you watching them struggles and how they overcome their obstacles, you get this positive energy back to you. So after you watch the show, like, okay, I'm gonna live my life like, because like they don't sleep and then, they, you know, like to make the business to successful.
They're startup entrepreneurs.
Oh,
and they've
got
to come in there. They've got to show a lot of courage because sometimes they come in there and the sharks will rip their idea apart, right?
Yeah.
But they got to still believe in it.
Mm-hmm. And then when you watch these shows and it's a story and there are so many people going through so hard time.
Mm.
And you can see, wow, they gone like those situations, but they still make that far. And that makes you realize, what am I doing now? I have to work harder because I have this and that and this. So I just automatically stop complaining about things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what you don't have. It's about how you can what do you do with what you have first?
Okay.
I mean, everybody has something. It's just by yourself. If you don't say, oh, I don't have anything, but you still have your full body. You have two eyes, you have ears, and you have legs, and you do have things that you need, you know? So it really makes me think about, I want to live my life the way that I want to live. It's like I fight for freedom, you know? I don't... I mean, for those who work for the company, that's great. You know, that's your life. And I'm not saying there's only one way to the other is right. But I love these struggles. Even though I may not make a lot of money right now, but still, I do have a passion for fitness. And my mission is to help other people. So as long as you are strongly, like firmly, firmly know what you want to do, then I think that's really important. So, but then unfortunately... I watch the season and then like there's no season, then that's when you're like, oh man, I want to watch it more. It's like, oh.
So in the Shark Tank off season, when you're out of Shark Tank episodes, okay. You got that cup of coffee, what do you watch or listen to?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. So when you are, so YouTube comes a really like good spot because, I mean, I don't have a TV in front of me, so I use just my cell phone to watch and through YouTube, right? So... When I don't have a Shark Tank season, then I do also watch TED Talk is really good. Mm. You know, TED? Not everything is really interests me because some topics, like, I'm not interested, but it's just a lot of knowledge you can get.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, I mean, you're not going to be super, super, you're not getting a lot of knowledge just watching it, but then here and there, you understand some bigger parts. So I like to... watch them and then listen to other people's thoughts and, you know, experimental things like that. And one of my goals is to be able to speak at the TED Talk anyway, so I do that.
Mm-hmm. It's very compressed format, too. You get a lot of value in a short time, don't you?
Oh, for sure, yeah. And I love that. I love because it's only like 20 minutes or 10 minutes. You have to tell people what you are trying to tell, you know, and you have to convince people that you what you're saying is right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily right, but like you want them to understand or agree with, you know, what you're saying is. So... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Oh, man, that's
up
good.
Ahead of us, there's zigzag steps going up. I wouldn't call that a mountain, but it's a little hill.
That's nice.
Are you up for that, Minsu?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, my gosh, it looks so good.
Okay.
So, and that, it's been my one of top list, like TED Talk. But also, we talked about last time, and Tony Robinson was one of my favorite motivational speaker. But he's not really, I mean, there are many motivational speakers, but it's more like he really knows how to interact with the audience, the people, you know? So it's not like just saying good things, like, oh, you know, it's not about the talk, but it really makes me like, oh, like, I want to do it. I got to do it. I can change. So by listening to him, I'm not going to be like Tony Robinson, but I do understand what he's talking about through my experience. So
sure.
I use the methods to help other people. Not necessarily it's going to be the same, but a lot of our common things. So I find that, so it's very, it just, he just motivates me a lot when I listen to his just talk and his, shows. So what do you think about him? Do you listen to him?
Oh, I used to be really, really into him.
Oh, yeah, me too. I used to.
Well, his whole thing is he's like the first guy to popularize NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. Have you ever heard of that? Do you know what NLP is all about? It's basically a fancy kind of term for self-talk, and what you say to yourself matters, right? And the questions you ask yourself, they can either empower you or defeat you. He does this whole section on questions. And so, you know, if you're asking yourself the question, why am I so out of shape? Why am I so fat? That kind of thing. Your brain is going to look for the answer to that and explain to you subconsciously why you're so fat, right? But if you're asking yourself a much better question, how can I get in better shape and enjoy the process? That's the kind of thing that Tony Robbins, you know, teaches you to reprogram your mind and ask the right questions. So that's all part of NLP, they call it.
Yeah, so what I really find interesting, whenever I watch this motivational speaking or like shows, I find, I've done it before. So I can find a lot of connections between me and then what they're saying. So I really liked enjoying it. I liked watching or listening to them. And one of my favorite was Big Time also was, you know, do you know Simon Sinek?
No.
Simon Sinek, if you haven't, you have to definitely check him out. He's really well known about start with your why. So he made this concept. I mean, when you listen to him, it's very, oh yeah, of course, you know. But then he really make it like in order, like as people understand this. So definitely check it out on YouTube. You can find so many videos of him. He's really good. I love, he's not even like motivational speaker. Like he's not trying to convince anybody, but he just share what he thinks. But this is so powerful. I like them. I like, that's what I like about him. So he's
Simon Sinek.
C-Y,
how do you spell it?
S-I-N-E-K.
Oh, okay. It sounds a little familiar now. Kind of like an Eastern European name.
Yeah, but I think he's maybe from England.
Okay.
But living in the States, so he's awesome. So I've listened to him, his speech, and his idea, concept, so many things I can relate to, I agree with. So I do that. And also there is a guy, Tom. Oh my gosh, I forgot his name. So you know Quest Bar? He is the owner of the Quest Bar. I forgot his name. Tom? Tom something. I forgot his Tom Bick? Sorry if I'm like ruining your last name. Is it Tom Bick or something? B-U-I something? I don't know.
That's interesting. You're really raising some names I haven't heard of.
Oh, yeah, or maybe I am interested in those parts. But they are along with Tim Ferriss.
Sure.
I like Tim Ferriss. He's very, everything about him is, why he's getting popular is he has his theory, but back up with all the scientific, evidence, you know, behind. So he does, like, many people say, this is good, but nobody really, like, being able to really, you know?
One thing Tim Ferriss says a lot is that he feels he can, I'm getting out of breath because we're halfway up the mountain.
Yeah, me too.
He feels he can do more outside the system than inside it, meaning, you know, instead of becoming a researcher or a doctor or whatever,
Experimented things.
Exactly.
Yes. But then also, it's not only about he does it, but along with what he does and what he experiences, and then he back up his ideas by the real scientific, you know. He does always have doctors who are the professional in that area. So that, is it only your thing? You know, I don't think so. But then they always have another evidence too. So I do like him as well. And again, like you said, a lot of people, they just talk about, this is the report. Not, I mean, the real life or real experiment is different than just the idea or the theory, you know. So I do like him about putting this theory, and then he really does try and then see is it true or not. So I do like him. Again, Tom, he's the owner of Quest Bar. So Quest Bar is really popular in fitness world. So
is it like bars that you eat?
It's a protein bar, company, but it is the most like cleanest. Like it has a high proteins and then no sugars. It's a healthy bars, right? But high protein healthy bars. So most of like athlete or who likes to fit or wants to have a more protein, they eat them, right? So he does start his company because he had a background of his family who had diabetes and really bad, you know, like history. So he wanted to help people. So that's how he started his company. So I do like his philosophy about his company and then what he does. Mm. And also now he also started his own like interviewing. It's not podcast. It's more he put these videos on YouTube.
This isn't the Bulletproof guy, is it?
No, no, no.
No, it's a different guy.
Yes, okay. A different guy. So Bulletproof, I just knew about him because of the Bulletproof coffee. Mm-hmm. So I like the approach that he makes, you know, because he also does his personal experimental. And I think it's really like good information that because it's not many people being able to test it out. So I wish I could have done it because especially for me, I had to go through those a lot of hormone change because being female and then being bodybuilding and restrict my diet and working out, it does change a lot of my hormone imbalance and things like that. So I mean, it'd be nice, but then if it's nice seeing some people who does it and experimenting themselves and finding the numbers. But while I was reading his book and concept, and there are definitely, it all works differently than men and women.
Okay.
And when I was like calculating the numbers, it's quite off. So my, if I want to eat like 5% carbs and 75% of like fat, I'm talking about the keto diet, but then the number is a little bit off. So the best answer, just quick to answer these questions, the best way to find out is you really have to keep measure yourself. I'm not saying just measure it, but you have to listen to your body. Mm-hmm. You have to see how your body reacts to everything, mm-hmm. like sleep or eating or anything, you know?
We could do a whole thing on sleep at some point,
couldn't
we?
Oh, yeah. Definitely the rest, and this is really interesting. So yeah, so those people, some people are into fitness, health, or just business, but whatever you watch the video or watch, listen to them, if that gives you some feeling of like, ooh, you know, it's like I want to start my day. So after like 45 minutes and then like I feel super like pumped, yes, I'm gonna do it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important that you do it every day because Or at least every other day. The reason why, because that's when your brain remembers that feeling, and then that's really give you the energy, you know? So by the time, like after 2 days, you're like losing the power, then you really have to go back up and keep your levels high. So what I did was before, I did it every day because I wanted to do my cardio every day, but while I'm doing my cardio, why not watching, you know, feeding my brain as well? So I did it like month like straight, and then that's how I stay really motivated. You ask me, like, there are times I get super low, but once you do it at least one day or two, you become like this, you know, like you're super like being positive, I can do it, you know, mood.
Amazing how much of that stuff is biochemical too, like 3 push-ups or 20 jump ropes. Mm-hmm. Will snap you out of that sometimes.
Yeah. So, especially when before I work out, like, oh, man, I don't want to work out, you know? I'm like, oh, man, I don't. Again, like, I do feel that too, you know? But what I do is right before I hit the gym, I watch this motivational exercise video. But it's not really, like, exercise, but just these people working out. I mean, of course, they did it for just video shoot. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter. You watch them, they, like lifting super heavy or like running so hard and then like super fit, and then just by watching them, like, you give me, okay, let's go. Even though it may be like 2 hours, that's okay. That's all you need. You need this little like spike to push yourself from this like dark zone, you know? So that's my secrets. It really makes huge difference by you get super motivated or not. So the morning is the most important thing because it'll really lean your like mind like, okay, I can do this. I'm going to push it hard today. So I think it's really important to stay motivated, like not only a day or two, but like consistently. So once your body remembers it, then your brain is going to remember the feeling. So every morning, like I don't need to watch that anymore because now I have a goal to push. So after that, I think another important thing is you have to find the goals for yourself. So like, even though you watch a lot of motivational speeches or like movies or whatever, if you don't have your destination to follow, I mean, your, you know, your destination to follow, then you're, where you're going, you're lost. You have to have somewhere to go to. So I'm going this way, so I'm motivated, you know? So it's, it can be like, okay, I'm going to be super fit next like 6 months. It can be the physical things, or I'm going to make my business level like to this, or I'm going to make my relationships to be better next few weeks. So whatever it is, you do have to have a, some sort of destination. You cannot just like, yeah, let's go. And then where, you know? So that's my motivation. And once you do have a clear destination to follow, like me, I, my goal is like 150K. Subscribers on my YouTube channel by the year.
You know, and one day you're going to look. Yeah, that's the short-term goal. You're going to look back at that number and go, one day, I can't believe I was only aiming for 150,000.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly,
that I got 2.5 million.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it's very important. Don't think about like 5 years from now. Long-term goal is very important. But I think it's also, if you think about like 10 years from now, you don't feel like you can. It's too. It seems too far. You cannot really make it. But if you think about 2 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, or 3 months, and then, okay, I can do this. Let's just push it till 3 months. And then let's make another goals from there. So, and then next year, my big goal is to create my exercise or fitness program that can help more people. So I'm like really pushing it. So now I don't really have to watch those motivational speakers because it's programmed on my head. And I know what I'm doing and I know what I want to do. So, but to be able to go there, that level, you have to really, really like control, not train your mind. And to do that, you have to follow these directions. And I'm telling you, this works. This works, yeah.
Well, our goal together is to reach the top of this hill here. We're about 90% of the way, but just check out this view. Oh. I mean, we got a real pretty view of Seoul lined out right in front of us. What do you think of this city?
This is actually, I thought Seoul is not that as good because I just didn't like the air pollutions anymore and everything is so busy, like people like busy, like traffic run. But you know what? I think it was all me. It was not the city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was me always like pushing it and then like I complain about this traffic. But when you really take a moment and look up this beautiful scene, and I think that's how you enjoy your life.
A lot of good nature here in Seoul, and Seoul's like one of those cities, you don't just land and fall in love with it the way you might, say, with New York or San Francisco or Singapore. You have to look around in Seoul and get to know it first, and then you can fall in love with it. It's a slow process.
I mean, that's
for me, but you as a native maybe have a different feeling.
Yeah, maybe, you know what, that's a really good view, I mean, point, because it's been here for a long time, but I told myself this is a little far for me, but it's only like 40 minutes driving.
Where we are right now, yeah. So there's lots of little parks and things tucked away. All right, Minsu, I've procrastinated enough. Let's get up these stairs.
Okay. Yes, 110.
We're up to stair 120.
Yeah.
That's like 10 floors. We're on like the 10th floor of a building by now. Have you ever done one of those marathons where you run up a building?
Oh, no, not that one. But one of my training like routine was for my competition. Like every day for 2 months, I think, what I did was climbing or taking the stairs for like 25th floor, like 10 times.
Wow. Yeah, that's stairs are fantastic.
Yeah. So if you are looking for great morning cardio, and super easy, well, quickest way is get up, get out, and then take the stairs all the way. I don't know, it's best if you have a 100th floor, and then get back. And that's how I did it.
Don't tell people to climb 100 floors. That's going to send people to the emergency room.
Oh, man,
I think,
yeah.
You know, just take a few floors, maybe 5 or 6 floors, and then one more floor a day.
Oh, I actually have a good story for you to tell. So I was really well known on my neighborhood because I'm always like, in the morning, like, you know, and then people like watching me like, what is she doing? You know, she's weird. Anyway, there was one lady who lived in 23rd floors, and she's a little older, chubby lady saying, oh, I've done it before. I've done the same thing, like, you know, taking the stairs, but it doesn't work, so I quit. So, really, how long have you done it? I said, 3 days. Oh, that's why. You know what I mean? So
we're an instant gratification society. We want it right away.
3 days, you are not going to see the differences, but your body is working. You don't see it, but there is definitely progressions. You just can see, you know? Mm-hmm. So what you have to do, you have to believe that that works. Mm. I can tell you from my experience, it works.
There's a faith element, you're saying.
Yes, you have to believe it. That works whatever you do, even if you can see. So just keep doing it.
Mm. Whew. Yeah. 230 now. 230 stairs. That's almost 20 floors.
So what do you think? I think there are many people are feeling the same way. But 3 days is not going to show you any differences. So again, just believe Minsu, what I say, and just keep doing it at least. And how long? Well, if you are start eating clean, to exercise.
Minsu, define clean. Define eating clean. For
eating
people
clean.
Who don't know the exact definition.
So, eating clean is, the cleanest is the raw food. So eating food itself, like vegetables, I mean, you can cook, but then it's not putting a lot of like sugar or seasonings. Mm-hmm. You can still put the seasonings like herb and things like that. But what I'm saying is, other than just raw food, like if you are getting food from stores, box food, or you go to the restaurant and not knowing what they're putting, but it's super sweet and it's super good. They're all not clean, you know? So the best way to eat clean is you make your own food. That's the easiest way, and that can be the cleanest.
Guess what we did?
Oh my gosh, we made it.
We made it. 292 steps.
Oh. Okay.
So that's clean nice. Just means more or less the way it came out of the ground and not with a lot of additional stuff.
Right, exactly. So I really find it very, I love this because it really doesn't take a lot of time to prepare the food for me. You know what I mean? You just have to wash it, cut it, put it in, and use those like adding together and eat. So I just love it, but for some people, they said, oh, it tastes bad, but I think it's because, what?
Well, it's interesting you say that. I think most people, their taste is conditioned, right? There's a really famous book called Salt, Sugar, Fat. Have you ever heard of it? All of the food producers, the big food producers in the world, they hire hundreds and hundreds of laboratory scientists, and they learn on a scientific molecular level how to combine salt, sugar, and fat so that you get this, they call it the bliss moment. You know, you bite into a potato chip and it's like, oh, that's so good.
I see.
And so most people are used to that kind of experience.
Right.
A carrot or a cabbage.
Right, right.
Is so boring by comparison.
Yes.
But 1 week of eating the kind of foods you describe.
Yes.
And your taste buds reset.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So it is like what I'm telling people, because your mouth are used to those, and especially Korean food, it's really like salty and like some sweet and things like that. It's very strong in taste wise. So you can rarely even taste the food, you know, in it itself. So what I'm telling people, because your mouth are used to those high, like sensitive food, right? The taste. So what you have to do really, you have to get off. So people say detox, but that's not really detox. What I'm saying is, if you start just reducing all this, eating just regular food, and then you start tasting what the real food, like, I mean, those like paprika or cucumber, it all has their own taste. But once you're eating something crazy, then you start losing the taste, you know? Mm. You can't really feel it. So
I think Koreans call it paprika. We call it
pepper?
Bell pepper.
Bell pepper? Yeah. No, I don't think so, because I was researching it, but there was a book, they have a bell pepper and paprika, two different things.
Oh, really? Is it pepper? So, paprika is a spice. It's like a red spice that you put on things. This is one of the things you'll see a lot in Korean restaurants here, because the Korean word is paprika, right? For like a bell pepper.
Yeah. Oh, so there is a...
Paprika is a Hungarian spice, I think, that you put on things, like a red powder.
I see.
So if people out there want to detox, they want to clean eat and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. The best way is you have to start eating just clean. Just you have to be able to taste what the real food tastes like. And then once you get it, then you really like, you're enjoying the taste. So I love extra virgin olive oil taste with my salad.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, and then like avocado, some people say, what's avocado? It tastes something, nothing. But I do really feel this rich in avocado itself. So not only that, it's nutrition-wise, it's really good. So if you haven't get there yet, I think before you doing anything else, that's more important to do it, you know? So, but again, everything takes time. So slowly change your habit and you will get there. I promise you.
Steamed carrots with a little vinaigrette to me are real nice.
You
can cut up a little bit of any kind of meat, pork, ham.
Bacon. Oh, you know what I want to talk to you next time? Food, okay. How to cook and things. Because I'm like telling you, I'm really bad at I'm suck. Because it's like I don't really enjoy cooking. You know, it's not my fault that I'm not enjoying it, but I enjoy eating. So what I'm saying is, so I don't really know a lot about ingredients or how to cook it, what's good. So I wanted to have you back, and we're talking about this food, like how to make a good food or this and tricks and here and there, and how you find limitations in Korea, because that's what I found, it was difficult because not many options in Korea, you know what I mean? Mm. So
just when I think I'm out, she pulls me back in. All right, when we come back next time, we'll do food, okay?
Okay, sounds good. So again, well, thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. And anytime, if you have any questions, you can find me on my website, betteryoubyminsugo.com, or you can simply check out me on Instagram, Minsugo, or my YouTube channel. Please subscribe and like my channel. So,
doesn't your show have an Instagram identity as well?
Yes, it's a The Go Standard. That's Instagram, The Go Standard. You can leave any kind of questions and I will answer your questions. So until I see you again, well, stay fit and stay active and be happy. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Go Standard with Minsugo. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.